Welcome to Shrink Wrap, a podcast where Fran and Becky give proper respect to various mental health and wellness topics
while adding in a little bit of smart assery that they just can't seem to contain.
This podcast cannot and does not constitute therapy advice.
However, we do hope that you find the information we share with you helpful and entertaining.
Please be advised that this podcast discusses topics that can be sensitive to some listeners. Use appropriate discretion.
Welcome.
Welcome, everybody. So we were just saying, as Brody was queuing up the intro, how we're all in such a fabulous fucking mood today. Like, everybody has had the week from hell. But at the end of the day, I have to, as the intro was playing, I'm like, this is a good place for me personally to be.
Because what day is it, Becky? For those not aware.
Recording day.
Oh, yes. She says with sarcasm.
You guys always make, no, I'm not sarcastic. You guys always make me laugh. Well, and I leave here in a better mood.
I totally agree.
Here's my, I guess, the golden parachute. I'm not, the silver lining. That's the one I'm looking for.
Okay.
So, Fran, I don't know that I owe you an apology per se.
Oh, okay.
But I maybe start to feel some of how you felt maybe back in 1880.
Oh, roughly. Okay,
so
yes.
I'm coming up on 40, and I've had such problems with my left hip has been bothering me
so
much.
Are you getting some sciatica?
I don't know what, maybe that's what
COVID.
It is. And then, it's been bothering me for like 2 weeks, and then you know what I did? I stopped wearing my wallet. I stopped putting my wallet in my back pocket. Today is the best my leg has felt in like 2 or 3 weeks. So
this is something I normally hear from law enforcement because they wear the big utility belt. Yeah. What do you have in your wallet, Brody?
A lot of money, apparently.
It's not like a George Costanza wallet. You know what I mean?
Sounds like it.
But it must be enough to throw it off. So I gotta carry a purse now. I don't know. But
that would be a European.
A purse.
Yeah.
A
European man bag.
It's a satchel.
You should start one. Sasquatch in a satchel. You could totally market that shit and make it manly.
I like that.
Yeah, it's right on the tip of my tongue. It's the Squatch Satch.
No.
Okay, we're going back.
That sounds too personal.
Yeah, it really does.
That was the whole point.
It sounds like a man's hygiene product.
Oh, it does. Yes. Are you a little like Sasquatch down there? We got the product for you.
Dr. Squatch is a very good. If you're listening, Dr. Squatch, I will be a sponsor for you. But they are a very good soap and deodorant. Anyway, right along.
I was just gonna say before we get started.
Yes.
Please like, review, 5 stars.
Yes, and no one listens to us because in the last 10 weeks,
nobody's done anything.
No, I know. Damn you all.
You know what they do on NPR?
What?
So for those who listen to National Public Radio, there's a show called This American Life, and every fundraising season, they say submit your friends who listen regularly but have never donated, and then they get Ira Glass to call them and be like, hi, this is Ira Glass, and I hear your friend Jane called you out, and we're just wondering why you've never donated if you are such an avid listener, and wondering how much you'd be able to donate right now.
I was thinking, since we're a mental health podcast, let's use reverse psychology.
Okay.
We don't want anybody to like
or
review.
Not review.
Yeah, we don't want any reviews. We don't want any 5 stars, nothing.
No, we don't. Okay, yesterday, and look, I'm not swollen. My face is not swollen.
I was worried you wouldn't be able to talk. Yeah.
I know. I had oral surgery yesterday.
Sucks.
I know. Shout out to Midwest Periodontics in Sioux Falls. And I'm going to get Dr. Zach to start listening. He doesn't know it yet. But while they're doing their nasty shit in my mouth, they put on these dark 80s sunglasses to match my hair, I'm assuming. No, it's to keep the nasty mouth shit out of your eyeballs and nostrils. So I said, in honor of my 80s sunglasses and hair, we need some 80s rock music. And he said, Pandora, let's go. So we got 80s hairband rock music. Great distraction. No mouth pain.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, that's fat. Thanks, Dr. Zach.
I imagine that conversation going is like, I have a podcast. I have a podcast. They always ask you questions when they got shit in your mouth. Right.
So how are your kids? Where's Allison these days? And then they always understand, though. Oh, gosh, she's still in Brookings. That's awesome.
Right.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
What are we talking about today?
What are we talking about? What are we living, actually?
Yes, caregiver stress.
Caregiver stress. Welcome to the table of stressed out caregivers.
There we go. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Frantastic Factoid.
Stress from caregiving, I'm laughing because duh, is common. Women.
Women. Note to self, I need to put a record scratch in the board here.
Exactly. So,
wait, what?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Common, you say.
I know, common. Yes, women especially are at risk for the harmful health effects of caregiver stress. These health problems may include depression or anxiety from the highly reputable source, NoShitSherlock.com. But actually, it was from the Office of Health and Human Services.
Oh, I thought you were just watching like cameras from my house. So if you're still tuning in for some groundbreaking news,
yes.
Caregivers may suffer from secondary traumatic stress. And so how do you know if you're experiencing secondary traumatic stress? Well, here are some symptoms you might experience when caring for a loved one with mental and or physical health issues. You might be hypervigilant, so you're constantly scanning around you looking for potential threats.
You may be re-experiencing events in your head that were like very traumatic, like when your loved one was injured or when they had a relapse.
You can feel guilty asking yourself, am I doing enough? Should I be doing more? Shouldn't I have done this? You can be depressed AF.
Mm.
Depressed as Fran.
Right. Been there, done that. Okay. Loss of empathy for your loved one. And I'm going to give you an example because my son did a... Don't ever get your kid a dirt bike or a motorcycle. Okay. Anyway, he broke both his arms and his collarbone.
I remember that.
Yes. And, you know, try washing your teenage son when that happens. Anyway,
no, thank you.
It's like day one, day two, you feel bad. Day three, you're in 2 weeks in, and you're like, what the fuck do you need now? I am not the nurse with the mostest. Oh, my God.
Right.
Nurse Ratchet is what's coming to mind.
Oh, yes. Okay. And then for those listening who actually have empathy, after they do that, then they feel guilty or like Fran, feel resentful. Like, yes. Why?
Yeah. Or persecuted. Why me?
Yes.
Why do I have to deal with this?
Anger or irritability.
Now I feel like we're a camera inside Fran's house.
Right?
when I remember when Buzz had that.
Oh, it was terrible.
You can have problems sleeping because your mind's running. Everything's happening.
You can't focus on anything.
Mm-mm. No concentration. Physically exhausted.
Yeah.
Exhausted.
Mentally exhausted, too.
Yeah, yeah. Appetite and or weight changes. And you can have a loss of creativity. Because who's got time to be creative?
Right?
You're just trying to get through the damn day.
In the middle of the day, I feel like painting a picture.
You just get done scrubbing up Buzz, and then you're like, yes, I know what I want to do.
Okay, impaired immune system, because isn't it lovely when you've cared for everyone else, then you get sick, and guess who cares for you?
Not
a fucking human soul on earth.
Yeah. They might give you 4 hours before they go, so what's for supper? Well, I think it's a fever for me. I don't know about you guys. Maybe some DayQuil.
Okay. Mental load, people.
It's
and
huge.
This was our previous podcast suggested by our producer. Where as a caregiver, and this really is exhausting, not only are you doing the caretaking, but you're doing all of the scheduling, making all of the decisions, all of the appointments, on and on and on.
Mm-hmm. For you and the dogs and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some cool resources for you.
So the Caregiver Health Self-Assessment Questionnaire can help caregivers look at their own behavior and health risks. With their healthcare provider's help, this can help them make decisions that benefit both the caregiver and the caregivee.
It can also help healthcare providers identify and provide preventative services to an at-risk population, which might be hidden. So
we have it here.
We do.
So pick some questions that you, this would be, these are on.
Well, number 13 for Brody, had back pain. I know it was a hip, but.
Right? Or felt ill, headaches, stomach problems, or common cold.
Had a crying spell underneath your desk, rocking back and forth. Oh, I'm sorry. It just says had a crying spell. Sorry. Say,
right? Is that under your desk or in the walk-in cooler? I mean, there's,
Feeling strain between work and family responsibilities.
Feeling a loss of privacy or personal time.
That's a good one. So anyway, we highly recommend that if you're a caregiver, check out this self-assessment questionnaire and take a hot minute to check out your own well-being. Yeah. How about that for once?
And you can find it at healthinaging.org. So healthinaging.org.
So, okay, I just want to back up a bit. How are we quantifying or qualifying? I don't speak nerds.
To determine the score.
In general, what is a caregiver? Is this just for someone who is sick? Is this is parenting a caregiver?
Yes.
Like, how are we defining caregiver?
I think it can be a very broad term. Yes. I mean, a parent is a caregiver, right? And many of them are in the sandwich generation. So they're caring for their kids and then their own parents as well.
Yep.
Or you have a kid with special needs. That's a special kind of caregiver.
Yep. Or you have a spouse or other family member with special needs, mental health or physical.
Yeah. So anyone that's really putting it out there
every day. I'm going to say being in a caring profession.
Yes.
You know, whether it's medical or mental health or any of that, working at a nursing home. I think all of that can apply.
Hey, Becky, why is the Northern State University graduate program in counseling so awesome?
I could go on forever, but let's talk about the fact that you can get a clinical degree where you can work in private practice or an agency, or you can get a school counseling degree on the school track where you can work in a school as private school, parochial school, public school, any school you want to. And then my favorite.
What?
Forensic counseling.
Super cool. But is it KCREP approved?
It is KCREP approved. And you're like, what does that mean? You know what? It means that it has the gold standard of grad schools.
Super awesome. But can I afford it? Because I don't have a lot of money.
It's okay. If you go to northern.edu, you can apply for some scholarships. They have a couple of counseling specific scholarships in addition to some other really fantastic scholarships that a guidance counselor or a admissions counselor can help you with.
Awesome. Be Northern. Unleash your potential, baby. Also, at least in our state, the South Dakota Caregiver Support Program is a great resource. And there's information. This is really nice where you could possibly get paid to take care of a family member with a disability in South Dakota. So that's awesome.
That is. And so you can check and see in your state if that's an option for you. So here it's called the South Dakota Caregiver Support Program. You could Google that in your state and see if there's something similar.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to give you some fantastic ways to cope with stress and stay emotionally healthy. Laugh whenever you can.
That was so NPR.
Yeah.
And stay emotionally healthy. Yeah.
God.
Oh my goodness gracious.
All right, laugh your asses off, people. Yes, laughter is the best stress reliever ever. Like our podcast. We try to entertain, right?
Yeah, how can you not laugh?
I agree.
Either at us or with us. We don't care.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Find a safe person to be your sarcastic, funny self and safely vent. Watch a comedian. Watch a funny movie. Has anybody seen anything funny lately?
Well, so our whole household is stressed out this week. I don't know if there's something in the air or whatever. And we actually had an evening where we were all three home. And I said, what should we watch? And Grace goes, let's watch Schitt's Creek. Mm. And so we watched the whole thing, but we haven't watched it in a while. And we're just laughing.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's it for me. Schitt's Creek.
Okay.
I've been on a straight drama kick. I mean, Star Wars is still going and then The Morning Show is back.
Mm. Oh.
It's very different since Steve Carell, I will say, is just not on it anymore.
Okay.
But it's drama. But I do pull up Letterkenny is my...
Oh, yeah.
I love me some Letterkenny.
I have to be in the mood for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of always in the mood for it. And then Rick and Morty is my other. They, especially the unedited stuff, is just... It's so smart. They do such a good job. I haven't picked up South Park in a long time, but they are also some of the smartest television.
I do love Letterkenny with half my relatives being from Canada.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's fun. Yeah.
I was watching. Okay, so I love 70s rock music.
No, what's that show that you... Grace and Frankie, right?
No.
No?
No.
No. Oh, it was Somebody and Somebody Does Something.
Oh, dear God. Wow. And I have two Alzheimer's. Seasons ago.
Yeah, what the fuck? I wish okay. I could have tuned into that.
Yeah, Jesus. Never mind. Never mind. Like, sorry, carry on about your 70s hair metal.
Jimmy Fallon, you know, like when they do the remakes, him and Paul Rudd do.
I don't
like,
think we can talk about Jimmy Fallon anymore.
Oh, we can't. Is he canceled? He's canceled with yeah. Alan. Yeah, everybody's nice. Canceled.
But back in the day when he wasn't okay, canceled, before he was still canceled. Abusing people.
When he was still torturing people. Oh, shit. Okay, well, anyway, he used to do the lip syncing. Remember? That?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, that makes me laugh.
The lip syncing is good. I also like James Corden, who I normally cannot stand.
Yeah.
I can't Why? Stand him, but his rap battles are pretty great.
Oh, I love him. Yeah. Why can't you stand
he's
him?
He's like in every, like he just shows up like a wart. Like he's just everywhere. Oh. And he's like, oh, I'm James Corden. But yes. And yeah, I don't know. It's okay. Just like, stay in your lane, buddy. Like what? I don't know.
You know what that made me think of though?
He's everywhere.
On YouTube, you can find that. What is it? The NFL voiceovers?
Oh, like bad lip or yes, bad lip reading?
That's yeah, that's what it is. Yes. Bad lip reading. Yeah. That always makes me laugh too. And then I will go back to this. You can Google, oh gosh, and I'm going to screw it up. But you search for like animals and voiceovers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that always just cracks me up. There's one where it's a, what are those things? They used to have their own show, not a lemur. But they kind of stand up.
Meerkat?
Meerkat, yeah. Yes. So there's a meerkat standing there and he's like, Steve. I don't know why it's so funny, but it just, and then there's one where these two like apes are laying on a branch and the yes. one is picking in the other one's mouth and they're doing yeah. the, so how are the kids these days? Like they're at the dentist.
God.
I know. Dumb stuff makes me laugh.
All right, ever see,
last thing, have you ever seen Snoop Dogg narrate animal videos?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Snoop, that'd be yes. amazing, though.
There's a famous video from like Planet Earth or Planet Earth 2 where this lizard is being chased by, I don't know if it's a herd of snakes, whatever a group of snakes Ooh. Is called, on a beach. It's like, oh, look at that motherfucker run. Lizard says, not today. It's really good.
Check that out. Good. Oh my goodness. So I'm going to schedule time for yourself and stick to it. So I'm going to schedule time to okay. look that up.
Oh my God.
Do you enjoy gardening, reading, listening to music, staring at a wall, whatever. We're not going to judge. Engage in activities that bring you pleasure and joy. And gardening is a good one because we always say if you can get outside, barefoot in the grass, get some dirt between your fingers. It just does so much for you. It reduces stress by almost half.
You know what? And maybe this is me getting older too, but yeah. I have really enjoyed birds. Like I've picked up.
Seriously.
Oh, I know. Wow. Like, are you yeah. saying that like, oh, no. you're one of those
yeah. people? No, I have yes. an app on my phone that I can cue it up.
The Merlin.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
I know. It's incredible. And then I got the next one, Becky, Uh-oh. For your birthday Uh-oh. Is the bird feeder with the camera in it.
Oh, that would be amazing. Yep. Yes. Okay.
So it's only amazing until a squirrel gets in there and then you got to go find your BB gun and
There's
get rid of that
mofos,
squirrel.
There's some bad mofos, though. Yeah. Squirrels.
Oh, no. We got a hummingbird at our house this week.
I'm pretty excited. I love them.
So cool. I know. It was
They're
great.
So awesome. Okay. So speaking of exercise, Jim called in this week, your husband, and he said that sex is exercise.
Yeah.
If you're doing it right.
Yeah. Right?
Yep.
He argues anything should be remedied by sex.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, because regular exercise is a great stress reliever. So moving your body on a regular basis balances the nervous system, increases blood circulation, helps you flush out stress hormones. Mm-hmm. That's not why I do it.
Honestly, I get
exercise or sex.
Sex is exercise because I'm usually running away from gym.
Right.
No.
Oh my God. Remember that video I sent you where those two people are walking down the stairs and like the husband, I don't know if it's a husband, but like she keeps inching down the stairs and then they like inch their way down the street or he's trying to touch her. Okay, whatever. All right, whatever.
Just a 20-minute walk.
Right. Just walk it off. You know what I'm doing? I'm doing pickleball like an old lady.
Oh, Lord.
It's super freaking fun.
That's what I've heard. The college kids like it, actually.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jake likes it. I don't even know what to think about it.
I love it.
I'm afraid to try it because then I'm going to love it.
You are going to love it.
Yeah, I'm going to love it. Yeah. Eat well, limit alcohol and stimulants. So alcohol, nicotine, caffeine, while they temporarily relieve stress, but they do have negative health impacts and can actually make stress worse in the long run. So well-nourished bodies cope better. So here it says start with a good breakfast, but I'll argue that because I don't eat breakfast. I'm never hungry for breakfast. Nope. Not at all.
Okay.
Add fruits and vegetables, avoid processed foods and sugar, and drink more water. Drink lots of water.
I think this is one of the most important factors ever is connecting with supportive people, whether it's friends, a support group, a therapist, a non-judgmental person who loves you, accepts you as you are. Talking face-to-face with another person releases hormones that help reduce stress. Lean on those good listeners in your life. And NAMI, I love this organization, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, offers free support groups. Look for local caregiver support groups as well. We do have one in Aberdeen, South Dakota. And I've heard really good feedback from it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Practice meditation, yoga, acupuncture, and or get regular massages. I like to do all of those. Relaxation techniques activate a state of restfulness that counterbalance your body's fight or flight hormones. And so like I just resubscribed to the Calm app. I had discontinued it 6 months ago, and the whole family's like, can we please have it back? Everybody loves it.
Okay.
But there's Headspace. We subscribe to Spotify, and you can find some really good guided meditations on Spotify. On YouTube, they have what's called Yoga with Adrian, and I've never done it, but so many people have told me how wonderful it is. And it's
Yo, Adrian!
It's absolutely free, and you can do it at home. So that's another really good thing.
Adrian, we're doing the downward facing dog!
I just can't with you. I can't.
All right. Oh. Now drool is going to come out of my mouth, which is cut to hell. Okay.
Now I'm just picturing Sylvester Stallone doing all of them. No, we're going to the Rising Sun pose, okay?
We've just ruined yoga for everybody.
Oh, God. Get enough sleep, for God's sakes. If you get less than 7 to 8 hours of sleep, you are a bitch.
I am.
Said no one ever to Fran. Your body won't tolerate stress as well as it could. If stress keeps you up at night, address this. Please talk to your therapist or a doctor about this, because a regular sleep schedule is really the foundation for everything. And what I always recommend is no caffeine after noon.
Yeah.
And not like a giant, unless you're going to Market on the Plaza and having a fantastic.
As I sip my Coke Zero, here at 1 p.m. Yeah.
So my lovely Christina, she likes to get, I don't even know what she gets there. I don't know what she is, but if you go there and you order the Christina, and my coworker warned me, she's like, you are going to hear colors if you drink the whole thing. Because Christina will sip on it. Like for hours, she'll sip on it.
I think it's an iced Americano, so that's 4 shots of espresso with water and then ice, and then she gets a cold foam over the top.
I did it one time. And
you
were
up for 4 days?
Oh, seriously. I was like, I can hear colors. Holy Hannah Montana.
Oh, my God.
Clinical studies show that spending even a short time with a companion animal cuts anxiety levels almost in half. Oh, yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of Dodge, people. Yes. Getting away from it all can reset your stress tolerance by increasing your mental and emotional outlook, which makes you happier and more productive upon return. Here's a challenge. Leave your cell phone and laptop if possible. Even a quick overnight can help.
I always think, and I think I've mentioned it on other episodes in the past, but I had a lady years ago tell me that every now and again, she'll just go to the My Place here in town, the My Place Hotel. Mm-hmm. She's like, it's inexpensive, it's clean, and because it just wasn't financially feasible for her to go away for a weekend, but she's like, for one night, I can just lay in bed and watch whatever I want or read whatever I want. And I'm like, that's brilliant. You don't have to go far to get away. Make sure you have respite services or help with care so you are able to get away. Find out about caregiving resources in your community like care.com. So I have to tell a funny Krista story. We had Krista on talking about her son, Zach, and they have a cousin that provides respite when they're going to be out of town or something. And he was talking about who he likes to hang out with. And he's like, well, I'd rather be with mom. And then her husband was like, oh, buddy. And he's like, well, if it makes you feel better, I'd rather be with Bailey than either one of you.
Oh, my God.
It just made me laugh.
I love his sense of humor.
I know. Set realistic goals. Break large tasks into smaller steps so that you can do one at a time.
Try to establish a daily routine. This is really challenging.
It's hard.
It is really hard, but I do think it is grounding for a lot of people. And this is so important. Say no to requests that are draining, such as hosting multiple holiday meals. That would be a hell no from Fran. But being able to say no, but thank you for asking.
And learn to delegate. Don't be, as Fran typed it, a friggin' martyr.
Yes.
A friggin' martyr.
Don't be a friggin' martyr.
Ask for help. I struggle with that. I'm terrible at it.
Aww. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but try it. You can do it.
I'm working on it, man.
You can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it. Focus on what you can control. How you think about a stressor can make a huge impact on how you respond. For instance, releasing the idea that things have to be done a certain way, relaxing your standards and not taking things personally can help reduce stress. And I hear this a lot from caregivers. Like, for example, have somebody else fold your clothes. Oh, no, I can't because they have to be folded a certain way. And it's like, you need to let something go. Like, I'm OCD, but if you open my drawers, I literally chuck my underpants from across the room into my underpant drawer, and I don't care how they are.
Your panties?
My panties, whatever, my briefs.
When
the door is closed, I don't freaking care.
Who folds their underwear to begin with?
Oh, my mom does.
We do.
In a circle.
We do in our house.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I like it's really cute. They just did a little neat I learned that from Jim's family.
Let it go.
Oh, I don't care either way.
You saw Jim's family's underwear drawer?
Okay, we don't ask.
Yeah.
We don't want to know that.
No, next up, deep family secrets from the family.
If you feel yourself spiraling into imagining worst case scenarios, stop. Stop and put your mind elsewhere. I always tell people to put yourself somewhere else, but close your eyes. For me, it's always a beach. So I can feel the sand underneath me. I can hear the waves. I can feel the sun. And then also set realistic expectations for yourself and others. And that goes back to what you were just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Realistic. Strive for acceptance of situations outside of your control. Give up guilt and perfectionism for Lent or for any reason.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You are doing your best as a caretaker. I'm going to say that again.
Yes.
You are doing your best. Take a hot minute to pat yourself on the back for not booking a one-way ticket to anywhere.
If you're feeling suicidal, please reach out. You can call 988, which is the National Suicide Hotline, and you will be connected to somebody immediately. And you can call or text that number. Our resources... I don't even know what some of this stuff stands for. The ACF at healthandhumanservices.gov, social work license map, the mayoclinic.org, and HIPAA for caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
We are the shrinks.
And that is a wrap.